If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the things about high achievers, those strategic thinkers that people like to follow and work with, they're very selective what they give their energy to. They eventually get to a point where they say, I'm not giving my energy to everything. They become selective. Maybe you got to be selective. Maybe you keep trying to change people that you cannot change. I have a couple people in my life. I've tried so hard to try to, you know, encourage these guys to have their lives get better. But no matter what happens, it's the world's fault. It's their parents' fault. It's their peers' fault. It's my fault. Everything is everybody else's fault.
You've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder. You've got to commit more. You've got to take more responsibility. You've got to deal with more ups and downs. How much are you willing to suffer?
One of my favorite quotes is by Earl Nightingale, and he says, never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway.
One of the big differences between successful and unsuccessful people is the time horizon that they look at things. Very successful people think decades in the future. Unsuccessful people just think as far as like lunch or dinner. And the further the horizon of thought, the higher the probability of success.
It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is. Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world, because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
How come somebody like Michael Jordan is still practicing 2 hours a day, doing 1,000 shots a day when he's Michael Jordan? That's why he's Michael Jordan. Because he understands repetition is the mother of mastery. You have to do it over and over again. It's not enough to know it. When people say, I know something, if you're not doing it, you don't know it. You understand it. But you don't get rewarded for understanding. It's just the first step. Then you got to get not just cognitive understanding. You got to do it with enough repetition, enough emotion it gets in your body. And now you'll start to find yourself doing some of it. And if you do that long enough, it'll get in your body where it just becomes physical mastery. It's like tying your shoes. You don't think to tie your shoes. It just happens. You don't think to drive the car. It just happens.
The nature of winning is doing the exact same things at a very high level, day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. And when it gets boring and when it gets mundane, that's when everybody else quits. And if you can master that process, you're going to be infinitely successful, because most people cannot continue to go once it's not exciting anymore. And by the way, dude, it's not going to be exciting forever. Just like, you know, any area of your life, fitness is not going to be exciting. You're not going to feel like working out every day. Just like your relationship, it's not always going to be the most exciting shit in the world, okay? But the successful ones, the people who are successful in business, successful at training, successful in life and relationships, friendships, they understand that these mundane times are the times that count the most.
In life, people emulate the end result, not the process. The end result is what they see, and they emulate that. Before Kobe scored that 61, that day he was practicing. Practice his whole life. Are you willing to put in that sort of commitment? Are you willing to practice your whole life? Yeah, I'm sure you want to be on a jet and all that, but do you want to put in that work? That's what it takes. For something great, that amount of time, that level of commitment.
A lion doesn't roar before the hunt. It roars after the kill. Stop telling people your next move before you execute.
You've got to consistently sacrifice stuff for a long period of time. Like, we're talking about social events, we're talking about food, drinking, your body, your mind, like everything.
All about sacrifice.
all about. People talk about discipline, but sometimes discipline is not enough. You know, all about sacrifice.
You can either A, right, sacrifice temporary fun for permanent dreams, or sacrifice your permanent dreams for temporary fun. And the reality is a lot of you guys are willing to sacrifice your permanent dreams for some temporary fun.
Yeah.
And that temporary fun is never going to get you fucking anywhere.
What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being?
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want.
If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. Mm-hmm. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say, like, you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
Imagine you talk to the creator of the universe before birth and pick the person you get to become. You say, I want to be the most courageous. The creator replies and says, well, then I will give you monsters to terrify you so that you can conquer them. And you say, well, I want to be patient. Well, then I will make you work harder and longer so you can learn to wait. I want to be wise. And the creator replies, then I will give you failures that will crush your spirit so you can learn the value of judgment. You then say, sounds like a rough life. Can you give me a good life? Creator replies, just like we measure the quality of a blacksmith by the strength of his steel, I measure you by what you are at the end, not the fire and the hammer it took to make you. A good life isn't a life that's easy. A good life is a life that makes you into a good person. And that, my son, is a hard life.
Once you start to succeed at something, the probability that you will continue to succeed ever more rapidly increases. So there's an exponential function with regards to success. But there's also an exponential function with regards to failure. Failure and success aren't like this. They're like this. Fail, fail, die. Succeed, succeed, succeed ridiculously. Like it's this weird curve. And it's funny because it doesn't just characterize economics. It looks like a really fundamental economic law. I was actually quite shocked when I first learned about this, which was only about 15 years ago, because I thought most things were normally distributed. It turns out that that's not true.
You're not beginning on the path. It's already over. You already are it. You're just busy thinking you aren't. So just relax and stop being busy thinking you aren't, and you will be. It's not like you got to do anything. You don't have to get anything. You already got it. How silly.
But you declare it is done. You are collapsing the gap between wanting and having. You are no longer waiting for something to happen in the future. You are living from the end, acting as if it is already so. This is the key. The law of assumption teaches us that whatever we assume to be true in consciousness must manifest in our reality. When you say it is done, you are assuming the state of your wish fulfilled. You are living in the end, and the universe has no choice but to respond to that. Now you might be wondering, how can it manifest in just one day? It's because time, as we perceive it, is an illusion. The universe does not operate within the confines of time. It operates in alignment with your state of being. When you fully embrace the feeling that your desire is already fulfilled, manifestation happens swiftly and effortlessly. In fact, it can happen in the blink of an eye. The only delay is your resistance to doubts, fears, and limiting beliefs that block the flow of creation.
You have to find your own way. I mean, there are no manuals, no shortcuts, no secrets. You write your own manual, you develop your own shortcuts, you find your own secrets. You go where you're drawn to go, and you learn by doing the work. I mean, if you're scared, if it all seems like too daunting, if the machinery of it all seems too big and scary and overwhelming, it's great. You wake up in the morning and you do it anyway. If it seems impossible, it's even better. You do it anyway. And as you go, like I said, remember that amidst all that machinery, you're the one who's going to make the picture. It's just you and the thing that sparked you to make the film. You and the spark. In the end, they're one and the same. You guard that. Because it's precious. Now it's time to get to work.
There's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning. And the problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner. it happens slower than you expect and then faster than you can imagine. And I think that's the part that everyone misses, is they expect the faster than they can imagine, and they imagine really big. And so then their expectations are really big, really fast, but they take the intensity and they don't apply it to a timeline that's appropriate. What has worked so well for me, and why the input over the output focus has been so powerful, is that I can extend the time horizon basically indefinitely, because the goal is me and then the external goals occur.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition. So when you bugger off to the pub, or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, I study charts. I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, when everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. And there's no shortcut. You can't buy a book. You can't attend a course. You can't listen to anyone. You see, you can't be taught anything. I cannot teach you anything. You have to desire to teach yourself. I can guide you, but ultimately you, in any endeavor in life, be it sport, be it politics, be it education, you have to want it yourself. And that's what separates the 99% from the 1%, the ones that truly dream and dare and go for their goals and their vision.
Imagine a life where every year feels better than the last. That's what long-term thinking is for. It's not about putting off joy or living a boring life. It's about making your life more fun tomorrow than it is today, so that you don't look back 50 years from now and think that the frat party you had was the best day of your life. Learn how to make good memories that lead to better ones, and you will have an amazing life.
If you have a short planning window, you are on track to be broke. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. And if you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people. People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window. When they're making a decision about an action, a purchase, something they're going to do, they think to themselves, how's this going to affect me 5 or 10 or 50 years from now? And they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that rather than based on woohoo. Okay? People who are broke live woohoo. Thank God it's Friday. Oh God, it's Monday. They have a short planning window.
Really successful people do boring things over and over again that other people don't want to do. We see on Instagram that all these successful people do nothing but cool things all the time. But if you actually looked behind the curtain, and the bulk of those people are doing a lot of really boring things, and you're just seeing a highlight reel. Even my Instagram, it looks like I'm doing all these cool things, when in reality, I'm working 6 to 7 days a week for 12 hours a day doing extremely boring things. That if we vlogged my whole day, it would be so boring that no one would want to watch. Those boring things equate to massive success that looks like it came from out of nowhere and overnight. Simply do the things that other people don't want to do, and you'll separate yourself from 99% of the world.
Everything you do is either goal achieving or tension relieving. You know, if a man's not too happy with his progress in the world, he should give a lot of thought to this idea. He should take a good long look at everything he does during his day, and as he approaches each act, he should ask himself, is this goal achieving or tension relieving? Now, we all need to relieve our tensions, but if we're doing too many things that are tension relieving instead of goal achieving, they're going to hold us back. Going overboard in the tension relieving department could lead to some serious problems in the future. Now, Samuel Johnson once said, every man is or hopes to be an idler. But like everything else in the world, there is a time to be idle and a time not to be idle. If you want to be idle later, in comfort, it's a good idea to make sure you're not spending too much time in idleness now.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Life rewards action, not intelligence. The smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it. Absolutely, you cannot do everything, but you can do one thing and another and another. And that's the way you make massive progress in life. The matter that you show up and try and act week after week, month after month, year after year. With a little bit of intelligence, you start to get better and better and better. Even if the action is poor action, you're going to learn something from it. Discipline is necessary in our life in order to generate consistent, systematic action. But I think until you measure something that matters, you do not know if you're disciplined. Action leads you to grow, leads you to engage with others. Action, everything good in life happens when you're off the sofa and engaging with the world. So find a measure of something that matters. Pay attention to whether you're making progress on the actions that lead to that measure. And look at what needs to happen in your discipline so that you value action above thinking or intending to take action.
Always keep the long-term vision in mind. When you're trying to achieve big goals in life, right? Maybe it's a journey to becoming a profitable day trader. Maybe you want to make $1 million. Maybe you want to be financially free, retire your parents. Whatever it is, you always have to keep the end result in mind and the long-term vision in your head. And the reason for this is you're going to be met with so much adversity and so much trial and errors through this journey to getting the end result and getting what you want, that if you don't have it constantly in your head, it's going to be so hard for you to keep going. In moments where you're met with extreme adversity or extreme failure or temporary setbacks, if you don't have that in mind, it's so easy to think of only the short term and think, oh, today I failed so badly and today. But it's not about today. It's about learning from today and then continuing to build on it tomorrow. And if you have the end goal and end result in mind, it'll be so much easier for you to get through these adversities and these battles that you face every day, because you ultimately will know that you 100% are going to get there as long as you learn and overcome the challenges that you are met with.
If you hang around with 5 idiots, then you will become the 6. If you hang around with 5 successful people, people that are going places, that are ambitious, happy people, kind people, then you will become the 6, because you're a product of your environment. You will adapt to their habits and the things that they do. So choose your circle wisely. When I was younger, I was in my early 20s, I used to hang around with people that weren't that ambitious, didn't really want to do anything in life, just went out every weekend. And I'd try to talk about my dreams, about my goals, about doing Tom's Talks, about doing cool shit. And it wouldn't even be a conversation. Sometimes it just got laughed at. And then I started hanging around with people that also wanted to start businesses and wanted to do cool things in the world and wanted to help other people. And when I started to hang around with those people, my life went like that.
How many people on this planet are willing to wake up every single day and go to the gym or to the trail and put themselves through consistent and constant adversity without immediate results? I'd say probably less than 5% of people are willing to do that. See, the truth is, when you take up running or you take up going to the gym and working out, you're not going to see results immediately. And so what working out and what fitness does is it teaches you delayed gratification. You know that if you do this over time, that you will get the results that you want.
Disappointment either destroys you or drives you, and you have to decide which one it's going to be. If you don't consciously decide, there's always going to be more BS for you to deal with. And those things that are going to give you the greatest reward require discomfort initially. My original teacher, Jim Rohn, used to always say, you know, there's 2 pains in life, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Mm. He goes, discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
You do know that you want what you want because it's already yours. You wouldn't be able to even have the capacity to desire it if it wasn't already yours. And the way that you get what you want is by knowing that you already have it. Because we are creating our reality in every single moment on this earth. And what we think now will be now. So you want what you want because it's already yours.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. But if we don't physically make a decision how we're going to live, then we'll show up like everybody else, because the human mind is not going to make you happy. This brain of yours won't do it. You have to direct it. And there's no worse fate than to achieve everything and not be fulfilled. How many have had the days where you achieved this huge goal and your brain always wanted it and you got it, and then your brain went, is this all there is? Who's been there? The worst experience. It's worse than failing, isn't it? Because most of you are achievers, so failure never stops you. You just look at it as a little bump on the road. I'll try something, what? But when you succeed and you fail, when you succeed and you're not fulfilled, that's scary.
My favorite quote is actually from myself, and it says this: you can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. Now let me explain to you why I love that quote. Because if I was called to run out onto a stage in front of 5,000 people, and all I had was 1 minute to convey one piece of information, I would say, this is it. Is no matter what your goals or your hopes or your dreams, no matter what your problems in the past or your current situation, you can learn everything you need to learn to achieve any goal that you set for yourself. You see, everybody who's in the top 10% started in the bottom 10%. Everybody who's doing well was once doing poorly. Everyone who's at the top of your field at one time did not even know that your field existed and could not even spell it properly. But then they got into the field, they got excited about it, and they began learning. They began reading and listening to audio programs and taking courses, and then practice, practice, practice. And over time, they became excellent. You see, all of us start off with very little in life. In fact, most people start off with no money at all. If you look at the richest people in America, Bill Gates, yes, came from a good family, but started his business from scratch. Warren Buffett started with a couple of thousand dollars he saved up from his paper route. You know, Michael Dell, Larry Ellison, the Waltons, they all started off with nothing and became fabulously wealthy. And how do they do it? Is they set it as a goal, and then they learn everything they needed to learn to achieve any goal they can set for themselves.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.